சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. பிஃபோர் ஸ்டார்டிங் அவர் நெக்ஸ்ட் சீரீஸ் ஆஃப் லெக்சர்ஸ் ஆன் பிரம்மசூத்ராஸ், ஐ ஆஃபர் மை அனந்த கோடி சாஷ்டாங்க நமஸ்காரம்ஸ் அட் த லோட்டஸ் ஃபீட் ஆஃப் த ஜெகத்குருஸ் ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீ பாரதி தீர்த்த மகாசன்னிதானம் அண்ட் ஸ்ரீ விதுசேகர பாரதி சன்னிதானம் ஆஃப் ஸ்ரீ சாரதா பீட்டம் ஸ்ருங்கேரி அண்ட் ஸ்ரீ பரமாச்சாரியா ஆஃப் காஞ்சி பீட்டம் அண்ட் மை மானசீக குரு சுவாமி பரமார்த்தானந்தா சுவாமி ஓங்காரானந்தா, பேஸ்ட் ஆன் ஹூஸ் லெக்சர்ஸ் ஐ ட்ரா த மெட்டீரியல் கான்டென்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் திஸ் லெக்சர்ஸ். பிரம்மசூத்ரா இஸ் அ வேதாந்திக் டெக்ஸ்ட் ரிட்டன் பை சேஜ் வேதவியாச. Sutra means a small or pithy capsule statement with lot of ideas packed in it. In English, the word sutram is translated as aphorism. I didn't start the recording. Okay. And in English, the word sutram is translated as an aphorism. Aphorism, some of you may be familiar with this term. And Brahma Sutra consists of 555 sutras dealing with Brahman. It's a Vedantic teaching. And in our tradition, the teaching was transmitted orally only. The teaching was received through the ears, remembered in the mind, and transmitted further. And because of this oral tradition, they came up with methods of storing the ideas in the mind. It is a memory-oriented tradition. Therefore, they found two methods. One is keeping the ideas in a sutra form. Here, for example, a big topic or even a book, which may run to many, many pages, can be condensed into a few sutras. And by remembering the sutras, they can remember the whole book or even many books. And we have a huge sutra literature on all scriptures like logic, mathematics, astrology, grammar, ethics, philosophy, all of them. And the second method is putting all the ideas in a poetry form. It is difficult to remember prose, but easy to remember the poetry. Since there is a rhythm, it can be tuned, can be sung. So many advantages are there if it is in the poetry form. That is why along with the sutra literature, they developed the poetical literature also. Stories like Ramayana, Mahabharata, they are all in metrical form to sing. And all the 18 Mahapuranas written by Vedavyasa are in metrical form also. Therefore, we have two types of literature, namely sutras and poetry for memorization. And Brahma Sutra is such a literature in which all ideas have been packed in 555 sutras, which if we write in a notebook may not even fill even 10 pages. But if we expand these 555 sutras, hundreds of books are written on all these. And in this Brahma Sutra, Vyasacharya takes up three tasks, three projects, we can call it perhaps. What are the three topics he is addressing here? He takes some of the key statements of the Upanishads, not all the Upanishads, especially the 10 Upanishads, which we just concluded. And he analyzes the important mantras in those Upanishads. And through proper analysis, he extracts or brings out the entire Vedantic teaching. And naturally, it involves the interpretation of these mantras and establishing the right mantras, the right meaning, and refuting the wrong ideas. So this is his first task. And second one is defending the Vedantic teachings. When other systems of philosophies charge our teachings, Vedantic teachings, with logical defects, inaccuracies, and all that thing. So this is the project two of Vedavyasa in writing the sutras. And finally, he says, all those systems which find fault with Vedantic system have no right to do that because all their systems of philosophies are full of inaccuracies. He establishes that. So from defense, he goes to offense also. That is his third project in writing the sutras. Thus, extracting Vedantic teaching through Upanishadic interpretation, defending Vedanta by answering all the charges raised by other systems and refuting others and showing their fallacies also. So these are the tasks accomplished by Vedavyasa through his 555 Brahma Sutras. Now question is, who is qualified to study Brahma Sutra? This is a big question. Who can study with advantage? Once the question of interpretation comes, then every word, every sentence, ideas, they are all analyzed very intensely. So all three tasks involve logical hair splitting. And therefore, one who wants to study Vedanta should be mentally prepared for this. If one is not prepared for this, one might find this very, very dry even. If one is an intellectual or a logical person, one might enjoy. Therefore, qualification one is preparedness for lot of Tarka Shastra, Nyaya Shastra, grammar, etymology, so many things, they are all going to be brought into the discussions. And second thing is, a study of at least 10 Upanishads will be required because Vyasacharya is analyzing the Upanishadic statements to extract the meaning. Because many statements are taken from, for example, Chandogya Upanishad, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. If not the 10, at least 6-7 of them one should be familiar with. That is why even in our discussions, we first did the Vedic, all the preliminary portions of Vedanta, and also we covered all the 10 Upanishads before, and also even Bhagavad Gita fully done, and then only we have come to Brahma Sutras. So if one has studied only the Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Sutra will not be of much use for him. If one is familiar with the mantras alone, one can enjoy perhaps much more. Therefore, the best way is doing the parayanam of the 10 Upanishads during the study of Brahma Sutra so that we will be aware of the mantras occurring in various places. Because for interpretation, they will be taking it across the entire gamut of Upanishads. And the next question is, do we require Brahma Sutra for jnanam and moksha? That's a $1 million question. Do we at all have to study Brahma Sutra to gain jnanam or moksha? Answer is, we do not require that at all. Let us be very clear. If one studies the Bhagavad Gita and a few Upanishads under a competent teacher, that itself is more than enough for Atma Jnanam and Moksha. Because when a competent teacher teaches Bhagavad Gita and the Upanishads, it is based on Brahma Sutra only. Therefore, of these, under a competent teacher, it is indirect study of Brahma Sutra only. Therefore, we ourselves will recognize this during the study of Brahma Sutras. Therefore, if anyone wants to perhaps stop the learning with Gita and Upanishads, it is perfectly fine. So one can very happily say, I have not studied Brahma Sutras without any complex. Your Vedantic knowledge will never be incomplete without studying the Brahma Sutra. So let it be very clear that Brahma Sutra is not required for jnanam and moksha. And next logical question may be, if Brahma Sutra is not required for jnanam and moksha, why are you teaching Brahma Sutra? Again, this is, teachers have been traditionally doing it all along. One reason is, Brahma Sutra is considered as one of the three basic texts of Vedantic teaching. Together, they are called Prasthana Trayam, basic threefold texts. And what are those three? One is Bhagavad Gita, which we have already seen. It is called Smriti Prasthanam, Smriti Prasthanam. And second one is Upanishads. All the 10 Upanishads we have already seen. It is called Shruti Prasthanam. And the third is Brahma Sutra. It is called Nyaya Prasthanam. It is a text which deals with the logical aspects, establishment of teaching, logical refuting, logical charging of these other systems of philosophy. So these three together is called Prasthana Trayam. So we got Smriti Prasthanam, Nyaya Prasthanam and Shruti Prasthanam. And as part of the classes, we have seen the entire Bhagavad Gita actually twice and all the 10 Upanishads. And therefore, I want to take up Brahma Sutra so that we can complete our exposure to Prasthana Trayam. That is my selfish reason also. Even though for the seekers of Vedanta, Brahma Sutra is not compulsory, for teachers of Vedanta, Brahma Sutra is very useful. That is also another reason to take this up. Now, how are we going to approach this study? That is something we should understand. As we said, Brahma Sutra consists of brief statements which contain packets of ideas. Therefore, if a person translates the sutras, we won't understand anything. It is like code words. Therefore, generally, we will see the sutras based on the famous Bhashyam of Shankaracharya. It is his magnum opus. And since we are not going to see the Bhashyam itself, one can use perhaps any book which contains the sutra themselves. There are many books available. Actually, I even suggested some books for you. There is one book by this Advaita Ashrama by Swami Gambhirananda. This I have told this perhaps. And there is another book also from Advaita Ashrama. This is by Swami Vireshwarananda. And the Adi Shankara, these two are in English. And there are books on the seventh volume of Sri Shankara Granthavalihi by Samatha Books. This is Brahma Sutra Bhashyam is volume 7. This has the entire Bhashyam in that. This is the Bhashyam for all the 550 sutras by Adi Shankara. And the Kanchi Kamakoti Peetam also has brought out another text in Sanskrit. This also has got all the sutras and the Bhashyams together, Brahma Sutra Bhashyam. And then this also tells the traditional way of approaching Brahma Sutra also, what are even the Dhyana Slokas one has to recite and all that thing in the beginning. We are going to follow some of those things during our lectures also. And since we are not going to see the Bhashyam itself, one can use any of these books. And the complete works of Shankaracharya was brought out by Sringeri Math through their Vani Vilas Press in Srirangam long ago, which are printed later by Samatha Books in 10 volumes. And the 7th volume, that is the biggest volume, that is Brahma Sutra Bhashyam by Shankaracharya. And Ramakrishna Mission also published a lot of books with English commentary and all that thing. So there are so many of these books available. Which book you want to keep with you for seeing the sutras, it is okay with me. And we will see the brief introduction to Brahma Sutra before we enter into the text proper, because we will know the context first. In Hitopadesha, there is a popular shloka, which perhaps I might have used it somewhere else also. Ahara nidra bhayamaitunani samanyametat pashubhirnaranam buddhirhitesham adiko visheshaha buddha vihina pashubhissamanaha. This shloka says about the superiority of human beings. If we see, many things are common between animals and human beings. Humans are basically an animal only. They call him a social animal also. Ahara, sleep, insecurity, procreation, they are all common to both of them, animals and human beings. Samanyam yetat pashubir naranam. Then why is human being considered superior? It is because buddhirhi tesham adiko visheshaha. Intellect or the power of reasoning is the extra faculty because of which human is different. Therefore, buddhya vihinaha, without thinking faculty, human will be no different from an animal. He is able to reason out and he has clear-cut goal in his life, for he has got the opportunity to do that. And 6 topics are considered most important, which are connected with the human thinking. The person, human being, should know first about himself, oneself, that is jiva. About I have to know the jiva, jivatvam of me. Then he should know about the universe, the jagat. Then one should know also about Ishvara. So jiva, jagat, Ishvara, all these things. And the bondage or samsara is cause of suffering, bandha. That is the cause of suffering. One should know that. One should acknowledge that fact. Moksha, and the next thing to know is moksha or mukti or freedom from bondage. That is moksha. and means by which one gets liberation, they are the sadhanas. So jiva, jagat, ishvara, bandha, moksha, and sadhanani. All these things, they are all important topics connected with a human thinking. So such a thinker who forms such a philosophy is called a darshanika. And the philosophy is called a darshanam. And the founders of darshanams, they are called acharyas. So we have 12 famous philosophies, and 6 of them are called nastika darshanani, and 6 are called astika darshanani. And nastika darshananis are what? They do not accept Veda pramanam. We should be very careful. Nastika darshanani, they are not accepting God or anything. They don't accept Veda pramanam. Their philosophies are based on perception, inference, and reasoning only. And the astika darshanams, they are those which accept Veda as valid source of knowledge. So nastika and astika, we are not talking about God at all here. Whether somebody accepts Veda pramanam or not. And now we will see an outline of all the 12 darshanas, because during the course of Brahma Sutra discussion, they are all going to figure out. That is why it is better to know about them, at least initially. So the 12 darshanas, and first we will see the 6 nastika darshanas, the people who do not accept Veda pramana. And among the 6 nastika darshanas, the first one is called the charvaka darshana. This is essentially materialism. Source of this Brahaspati itself is the Deva Guru. He is the source for this entire materialistic philosophy. It is not somebody else invented. It is there in our own scriptures. Brahaspati is the author of this particular materialistic philosophy. He is the Deva Guru also. And the purpose of this is to mislead the Asuras. That was the reason why he created that. So that they will follow it and get punished. Because Asuras always have been a source of problems. So his Prathama Sishya is Charvakaha, who popularized materialism. And it does not accept Atma, it does not accept Vedas, it does not accept Punarjanma, Moksha, Dharma, all those things it won't accept. And only accepts sense pleasures as the ultimate goal. Body alone is all. Modern science is actually close to this philosophy. Consciousness is temporary product of matter. That is what they think. For Vedantin, consciousness is fundamental, matter is incidental. Whereas for a Charvaka, matter is fundamental, consciousness is incidental. And he got this name Charvaka because his speech is so sweet and convincing. Yavat jive sukam jivet, rinam krutva gritam pibet, basmi bhutasya dehasya, punaragamanam kutaha. Enjoy life, take ghee, even borrowing money. Gritam, rinam krutva gritam pibet. Does not care of returning the money also. If you ask him, are you concerned about papam? He says, basmi bhutasya dehasya. Once the body is turned into ashes, punaragamanam kutaha. Where is the question of return of the body? And what about sukshma shariram and all that? They are all bluff, they say. Who has seen sukshma shariram, karana shariram, atma? He does not accept scriptures at all. He has only one pramanam, and that pramanam is pratyaksha pramanam, whatever he has to see. So charuhu loka sammato vako vakyam yasya saha charvakaha. So charu means beautiful. Vak, speech, very attractive speech, nice to hear. This is materialism. It is not discussed in Brahma Sutra at all because it is so prakritam. Prakritam means it's very wild and uncivil. The Vedantins consider that as uncivil. Whereas the other 10 darshanas are analyzed in Brahma Sutra and criticized also. And the next darshana is the Jaina darshanas. This is Jainism. It is given by 24 acharyas called the Tirthankaras, starting from Rishabhadeva and ending with Vardhamana Mahavira, also called Jinaha. And Jinaha means one who has conquered himself. Jayati, iti Jinaha. He has conquered his sense organs, his mind, his emotions. He is self-conqueror. And his teachings are Jainism. And we will see this when the topic comes in Brahma Sutra. And there are two groups also among the Jainas. One is called Digambaras, space robed. That means they don't wear any dress and all. And another is called Svetambara, who are white robed. They wear always white robes. And their philosophy is only one philosophy, and only difference in the practice. Otherwise, their philosophy is same. And the third darshana is Bautha Darshanam, Buddhism. And the basic founder of this Buddhism is Buddha himself, Buddha. Previously, he was Prince Siddhartha, who later became Buddha, the enlightened, the wise. And he did not teach any systematic philosophy, but he gave out some stray statements to those who approached him. Therefore, it was not well developed system initially. Then many followers, including kings like Ashoka, they all came. They collected Buddha's ideas in three books. They are called Tripitakam, three baskets, namely Sutra Pitakam, Adidharma Pitakam, and Vinaya Pitakam. This Sanskrit. So in Pali language, it's called Sutta Pitaka and Adi Dhamma Pitaka, Vinaya Pitaka. So Sutta Pitaka contains teachings of Buddha in Sutra form. Sutta here means Sutra. And Adi Dharma Pitaka means philosophical statements of Buddha. And Vinaya Pitaka, conduct and lifestyle of followers, virtues and all that. Achara of monks, the disciplines of monks. And later scholars brought their own books, and then came four branches. Actually, we talked briefly about all this during our previous Upanishad discussions also. One is called Sautranika Buddhism, based on the Sutra books called Sutra Pitakam. So the name is called Sautranika. And the second one is called Vaibhashika, based on the commentary called Vibhasha on Adidhamma Pitakam. And so the name. And the third one is called Yogachara, that gives emphasis on yoga and achara. And fourth one is called Madhyamika Buddhism. They claim to follow the true teachings of Buddha, which is the golden middle path, avoidance of all extremes. Like in Bhagavad Gita, Yukta Ahara Vihara, Yukta Cheshtasya Karmasu. So like that, it is everything in a medium, in a middle path. So we will see them later as they are all analyzed in Brahma Sutras. So totally we have got now six Nastika Darshanas, that is one Charvaka Darshanam, one Jaina Darshanam, and four Buddha Darshanam, all put together, Buddha Darshanam, all put together, six Nastika Darshanas. And there are six Astika Darshanas. Astika Darshanas, they accept Vedas as Pramanam. Number one is Sankhya. Sankhya Darshanam or Sankhya Darshanam of Kapila Muni. And the second one is the Yoga Darshanam of Patanjali. Actually, we have seen all that. I'm just only refreshing here. And the third one is called Nyaya Darshanam of Gautama. And four is called Vaisheshika of Kanada. Kanada is the Muni who brought this Vaisheshika Darshanam. And Purva Mimamsa of Jaimini and Uttara Mimamsa of Vedavyasa. So Brahma Sutra comes under Uttara Mimamsa. All of them accept Veda Pramana. So they are called Astika Darshan. But peculiarly, three of them do not accept Ishvara. Sankhya, they don't accept. Vaisheshikas and Purva Mimamsakas, they do not accept Ishvara. With respect to Veda, they are Astikas. But with respect to God, they are Nastikas. That is why some people call them Astika Nastikas also. And of these six, they give more importance to Tarka, Tarka Shastra. Between Tarka and Veda, if there is contradiction, they will take Tarka as important. Otherwise, they are called the Tarkikas. So if there is a contradiction, apparent contradiction between Tarka Shastra and Veda, they will only vote for Tarka. These are these three people. And not only them, Shankaracharya calls all Nastika Darshanams also as Tarkikas. He makes a broader classification. So of the six, they give more importance to Tarka. So he calls all of them Tarkikas. Purva Mimamsakas and Uttara Mimamsakas, they give importance to Veda Pradana and Tarka is secondary for them. So for them, Veda is Pradhanam and Tarka Shastram is secondary. and it is taken only to support or understand Vedic teaching. It is supposed to, is used only to support Vedic teaching, so it is not considered as a separate logical science according to Purva Mimamsakas and Uttara Mimamsakas. And Purva Mimamsaka is based on Veda Purva Bhaga, or Karma Kanda is based on that. So Karma Kanda portion of the Vedic text is Purva Mimamsaka. They are the people who believe in that. And they say the Upanishadic portion is less important to them because Upanishads are placed in Vedanta portion, the Uttara, the later portion. So they don't believe in that. They give importance to Karma portion. So Purva Mimamsaka is based on Veda Purva Bhaga Karma Kanda. And Uttara Mimamsaka, they give importance to Veda Anta portion. The end portion, where the Purva is not thrown away. They don't discard it. This we have mentioned earlier also. Where the Purva is not thrown away, but it plays a supporting role only. And one common feature is what between these two? All darshanas are presented in sutra form by their founders. And Uttara Mimamsa Sutra is known as Brahma Sutra, given by Vedavyasa. Or it is also called Vedanta Sutrani. Or is called Shariraka Sutrani also. That is Sharirakam. Sharirak means Atma here. Popular, actually among Sanskrit commentators, they don't use the word Brahma Sutra. They use it as Shariraka Sutrani only. And that is why Sarvajnatma Muni, he wrote a condensed version of Brahma Sutra. And that is called Samkshepa Sharirakam, not Brahma Sutra. Samkshepam Sharirakam. And another name is Vyasa or Badarayana Sutrani. This is also another, because Vyasa is also called the Badarayana. And of these, we are going to discuss here now the Brahma Sutram portion, which is, even though other people have said, Sarvajnatma Muni and all have said that, but we are going to see Brahma Sutra. And as we said, Sutra is a brief statement with packed ideas, condensed ideas. So even the sentence will be incomplete in many places. So we have to complete the sentence. And therefore, extract the ideas to understand the meaning thereafter, then only we can do it. If you don't complete the sentence, it will be difficult. How to complete it is a big question. Therefore, if we read the simple translation, we cannot make head and tail out of that at all. Therefore, many people have written commentaries on the Brahma Sutras. They are called Brahma Sutra Bhashyams. And there is ambiguity or doubt regarding the meaning of the sutrams and the intention of the author. So there is a lot of differences can be there. So Veda talks about Dvaitam, talks about Advaitam, all those things. So there are different types of teachings. They are called different schools of philosophy. And Brahma Sutra has given birth to more than 10 types of interpretations. And of these, three are most popular. One is called Nirvishesha Advaitam, revealed by Adi Shankaracharya. Advaitam Brahma without any attributes, Nirvishesha. And another popular one is Visishtadvaitam, based on Ramanujacharya, and that is called Sribhashya. And the third one is called Dvaitam, commentary by Madhvacharya, that is called Anubhashya. So our learning of Brahma Sutra will be based on Shankaracharya's Bhashyam or Shariraka Mimamsa Bhashyam. And for that Bhashyam itself, many commentaries, sub-commentaries, sub-sub-commentaries, so many of them are there. Vast literature it is. And the literature is so vast for the other two Bhashyams also, for Sri Bhashyam and Anubhashyam also, there is a lot of literature. Each one branches so much. It is like a huge ocean. We cannot complete even one system. Very difficult. Before learning the Bhashyam, we have got a ritualistic method for study also of this Brahma Sutra Bhashyam. They have even made a ritualistic method of study, even before one begins. That is adopted in the tradition. That's what I told you. You know, in this book, in the Kanchimath publication, the Dhyana Slokas are all put in that order. And in this method, we will chant the 10 Shanti Patas, Dakshinamurti Slokas, and do namaskaram for each shloka also. That is the practice. The first, the chanting of the 10 Shantipatas are done, and Dakshinamurti Stotram is recited with namaskarams. And half of the Dakshinamurti shlokas are chanted in the beginning, And at the end of discussion, the other half is customarily chanted with Namaskara for each shloka. So today only, because every day we will not be doing like this, reciting all of them. Today only, because we are beginning today, I will recite the Dasha Shanti Patas. And in the next class onwards, we will recite only one of them, maybe the Sahanabhavatu portion alone. All of this we will not be chanting. And then Namaskaras and all are optional, depending on how you are able to do it from where you are. I'm not going to do right Namaskaram. I'm going to only offer my Namaskaram by folding my hands. We will now read all the 10 Shanti Patas and the Dakshinamurti Stotram, first 5 slokas, and a few other Guru Stotras before we start the Brahma Sutra series of discussions. Om Shanno Mitra Sham Varunaha Shanno Bhavatvaryama Shanna Indra Brihaspatihi Shanno Vishnururu Kramaha Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi Twameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami Ritam Vadishyami Satyam Vadishyami Tanmam Avatu Tadvaktaram Avatu Avatu Mam Avatu Vaktaram Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahanau Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Om Yaschandasam Rishabho Vishwarupaha Chandobhyodhyamrita Atsam Bhabhuva Samendro Medaya Asprunotu Amritasya Devadharano Bhuyasam Shariram Me Vicharshanam Jihva Me Madhumattama Karna Abhyambhu Rivishruvam Brahmanakoshosi Medaya Pihitaham Shrutam Me Gopayam Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Aham Vrikshasya Ririvam Kirti Prishtam Gireriva Urdhva Pavitro Vajiniva Swamritamasmi Dravinagumsa Varchasam Sumedha Amritokshitaha Iti Trishankor Vedanu Vachanam Om Purnamada Purnamidham Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Om Aapyayantu Mamangani Vak Pranas Chakshushrotram Atho Balamindriyani Cha Sarvani Sarvam Brahmopanishadam Maham Brahma Nirakuryam Mama Brahma Nirakarot Anirakaranamastum Anirakaranam Me Astum Tadatmani Nirate Ya Upanishatsu Dharmaha Temayi Santu Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Om Vang Me Manasi Pratishtita Mano Me Vachi Pratishtitam Avira Virmayedhi Vedasya Ma Anistaha Shrutam Me Ma Prahasihi Anenadi tenaho ratran sandadhami Ritam vadishyami Satyam vadishyami Tanmam avatu Tadvaktaram avatu Avatu mam Avatu vaktaram Avatu vaktaram Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Bhadranno apivataya manaha Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Om Bhadram Karne Vishrunuyama Devaha Bhadram Pashye Maksha Virgya Jatraha Sthirairangai Istushtu Vagumsasthanubihi Veshema Devahitam Yadayuhu Swastina Indra Vriddashravaha Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha Swastina Starkshyo Arishtanemihi Swastino Brihaspatir Dadhatu Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Yo Brahmanam Vidadati Purvam Yo Vai Vedamscha Prahinoti Tasmai அம்ஹதேவம் ஆத்மபுத்தி பிரகாஷம் முமுக்ஷுர்வை சரணமகம் பிரபத்யே. ஓம் நமோ பிரம்மாதிபியோ பிரம்ம வித்யா சம்பிரதாய கர்த்திருப்யோ வம்ச ரிஷிபியோ மகத்பியோ நமோ குருப்யஹ. சர்வோபப்ளவரஹித ப்ரஜ்ஞானகன ப்ரத்யகர்த்தோ ப்ரஹ்மைவாஹமஸ்மி. Now we will recite the Dakshinamurti Stotram, first five slokams. And normally people, they will do Namaskaram with that also, after reciting each sloka. Vishvam darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam nijantargatam pashyannatmani mayaya bahurivodbhutam yata nidraya yas sakshat kurute prabhoda samaye swatmanamevadvayam தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருமூர்த்தயே நம இதம் ஸ்ரீ தட்சிணாமூர்த்தயே. பீஜஸ்யாந்தரிவாங்குரோ ஜகதிதம் ப்ராங் நிர்விகல்பம் புனஹ மாயா கல்பித தேச கால கலனாம் வைச்சித்ரிய சித்ரீகிருதம் மாயாவீவ விஜிருபயத்யபி மகா யோகீ வயஸ்வேச்சயா தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருமூர்த்தயே நம இதம் ஸ்ரீ தட்சிணாமூர்த்தயே. யஸ்யைவ ஸ்புரணம் சதாத்மகம் அசத் கல்பார்த்தகம் பாசதே சாக்ஷாத் தத்வமசீதி வேத வசசா யோ போதயத்யாஶ்ரிதான் யத் சாக்ஷாத் கரணாத் பவேன் புனராவிருத்திர் பவாம் போதிதௌ தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருமூர்த்தயே நம இதம் ஸ்ரீ தட்சிணாமூர்த்தயே. நானா சித்திர கடோதரஸ்தித மகா தீப பிரபாபாஸ்வரம் ஞானம் யஸ்ய து சக்ஷுராதிகரணத்வாரா பஹிஸ்பந்ததே ஜானாமீதி தமேவ பாந்தம் அனுபாத் ஏதத் சமஸ்தம் ஜகத் தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருமூர்த்தயே நம இதம் ஸ்ரீ தட்சிணாமூர்த்தயே. தேஹம் பிராணமபீந்திரியாண்யபி சலாம் புத்திஞ்ச சூன்யம் விதுஹு ஸ்ரீபாலாந்தஜடோபமாஸ்த்வஹமிதி ப்ராந்தா ப்ருஷம் வாதினஹ மாயா சக்தி விலாச கல்பித மஹா வ்யாமோஹ சம்ஹாரிணே தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருமூர்த்தயே நம இதம் ஸ்ரீ தட்சிணாமூர்த்தயே. தி ரிமைனிங் ஃபைவ் ஸ்லோகாஸ் வி வில் ரிசைட் அட் தி எண்ட் ஆஃப் தி கிளாஸ். And now in between, there are other stotras also are to be read. First, a few Guru stotrani. Om Narayanam Padmabhuvam Vasishtam Shaktincha Tatputra Parasharancha Vyasam Shukam Gaudapadam Mahantam Govinda Yogindra Matasya Sishyam Shri Shankaracharya Matasya Padmapadancha Hastamalakancha Sishyam தம் தோட்டகம் வார்த்திகாரமன்யான் அஸ்மத் குருன் சந்ததமானதோஸ்மி ஸ்ருதி ஸ்மிருதி புராணானாம் ஆலயம் கருணாலயம் நமாமி பகவத்பாதம் சங்கரம் லோகசங்கரம் சங்கரம் சங்கராச்சாரியம் கேசவம் பாதராயணம் சூத்திரபாஷ்யகிருதௌ வந்தே பகவந்தௌ புனப்புனஹ ஈஸ்வரோ குருராத்மேதி மூர்த்தி பேத விபாகினே வோமவத்யாப்தேகாய தட்சிணாமூர்த்தயே நம. அசுபானி நிராசஷ்டே தனோதி சுபசந்ததிம் ஸ்மிருதி மாத்ரேண யத் பும்சாம் ப்ரஹ்ம தன்மங்களம் பரம் அதிகல்யாண ரூபத்வாத் நித்ய கல்யாண சம்ஸ்ரயாத் ஸ்மர்த்ருணாம் வரதத்வாச்ச ப்ரஹ்ம தன்மங்களம் விதுஹோம் யைரி மே குருபி பூர்வம் பதவாக்கிய பிரமாணதஹ வியாக்கியாதா சர்வ வேதாந்தாஹம் தானித்யம் பிரணதோஸ்மியஹம். ஓங்காரஸ்சாத் அத சப்தஸ்ச தாவேதௌ ப்ரஹ்மணப்புரா கண்டம் பித்வா விநிர்யாதௌ தஸ்மான் மாங்களிகா உபௌ. ஓம் அத ஓம் அத ஓம் அத. திஸ் இஸ் தி ட்ரெடிஷனல் சாந்தி பாட்டம். All these are recited before the start of the study, and at the conclusion we will recite the remaining portion of Dakshinamurti Stotra. Now we will see the brief meaning of all these mantras, because these are all part of the entire study, and all these, most of them are taken from the 10 Upanishads we have seen already. Therefore, we will not see the meaning elaborately for them. We will only outline them. And we will try to see the explanation for the new ones. The first Shanti Pata is Shanno Mitrasyam Varunaha, is from Taittiriya Upanishad, Sikshavalli. And its essence is, I will only, instead of giving the meaning of word by word, I will just only give the essence of this mantra. First, the student, as for Mangala, auspiciousness, Mangalya Prarthana. He is asking for auspiciousness. And second, he offers prostrations to Hiranyagarbha, the embodiment of all the devatas, Jnanendriya devatas, Karmendriya devatas, Samashti, all of them together. And third, he glorifies Hiranyagarbha as the very Vayu or Prana Tattvam, Namaste Vayo. And Hiranyagarbha is also seen as embodiment of all the virtues. Ritam Vadishyami, Satyam Vadishyami, Ritam Satyam, all are great virtues. So Hiranyagarbha Stuti, that is also done. And the fourth prayer of Guru Shishya Rakshanam. May Guru and Shishya be protected so that they can be healthy communication between them because they have started a new study. So these four things are prayed for in this particular shloka, in this mantra. And the second Shanti Pata occurs in again Taittiriya Upanishad, and it is a Shanti Mantra in Brahmanandavalli and Bhrguvalli, the second and third chapters of Taittiriya Upanishad, Sahana Bhavatu, very popular mantra. Here first the teacher and student, they pray for Guru Shishya Rakshanam, for communication, because there should be communication between those two, it should be smooth and nice. And second, Guru Shishya Prayatna Prarthana, because they are going to put effort, lot of effort, a prayer, to put forward sufficient effort in the study, in the communication between them. It is not a passive listening, but an active, participative listening. So, Viryam Karavavahai. In addition, not only effort should be during the class, it should be before the class also, sufficient effort should be there. Homework should be done. People should come prepared from what is taught in the previous class. So homework has to be done both by the teacher and the student also. So virya. And third, a prayer for mutual relationship between the guru and shishya. Sauhardaha, compassion on the part of the teacher and trust on the part of the shishya will make study effective. So such a relationship is valid for family, profession, everywhere also. And therefore, Ma Vidvishavahai, that is the third prayer. So Guru Shishya Rakshanam, Prayatnam, and Sauhardam are the three prayers in this mantra. And the third Shanti Pata we read is again Taittiriya Upanishad in Sikshavalli portion, Yas Chanda Shamrishabho Vishwarupaha, that section. That is to develop the Medha Shakti. I have told what Medha Shakti is, Grahana Dharana Shakti. First, the student asks for Grahana Shakti, to grasp the teaching. Whatever is taught, he should be able to grasp. And second, he asks for jnanam, jivatma paramatma aikya jnanam. He wants to learn, because this is Upanishad, not Karmakanda. And third, sharira yogyata, fitness of the sthula shariram and sukshma shariram. Ear should be able to hear properly. And when you are sitting on the floor, knee should not hurt, back should be straight, all those things, you know, all those things are all there. So the sharira yogyata for study, because if there is some problems with the sharira, your attention will be diverted towards them and not in the study. And fourth, he asks for continuous shravanam without any obstacles, because he has undertaken the study, he should be able to complete it. So he wants to have without no obstacles at all. And fifth is dharanam, retaining what he has already learned. Shrutam me gopaya. So all these the prarthanas he makes. And fourth Shanti Mantra that we read, Aham Vrikshasya Reriva, that mantra is also from Taittiriya Upanishad Sikshavalli. It's a popular japa meant for Atma Jnana Siddhi. So here we quote the statement of a great Brahmajnani. His name is Trishanku Rishi. So Trishanku Rishehe Vachana, that is what is given here, that which statement comes after gaining knowledge. After gaining knowledge, the Trishanku Rishi, Aham Vrikshasya Reriva, Kirti Prishtam Girereva, Urdva Pavitro Vajiniva Swamrtamashmi, Dravi Nagumsa Varchasam, Sumedha Amritokshitaha, Iti Trishankor Vedanu Vachanam. I am as great as Ishwara, Trishankurishi, after gaining Jnanam says, I am as great as Ishwara. I am as omnipotent as the Lord is. In fact, I enliven and invigorate the whole creation. Ishwara Shakti I have. Then he says, he has all the vibhutis, the glories of Ishwara also. And thirdly, Trishanku says, I have greatest wealth, namely Brahmajnanam. And even though the student may not understand this, he chants this as a japa right from very beginning, so that in due course, he also will be able to own up these statements. And the fifth Shanti Mantra that we read, again, is from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. We just completed that, Purnamada Purnamida Mantra. This mantra contains the essence of the Upanishad. And here, three points are highlighted. We went through elaborate discussion at that time. Firstly, Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam is emphasized. And second point is, it says, Jivatma and Paramatma have got Karya Karana Sambandha. The relationship between Jivatma and Paramatma is Karya Karana Sambandha. Here, one may get a confusion here. Because first we talk of Aikyam, oneness of Jiva and Paramatma. And now we are talking about Karya Karana. Secondly, we talk about the Veda, Karyam and Karana. Because Sambandha, there is a two things should be there. For relationship, there should be two things minimum there. So we should understand here, Aikyam is from the standpoint of Atma. And Karya Karana Sambandha is from the standpoint of Anatma. Atma Drishtya Aikyam and Anatma Drishtya Karyam Karana Sambandha. We should understand that clearly. And thirdly and most important point is, it conveys of these two, Atma and Anatma, Atma alone is Satyam, because if you remove Atma, Anatma cannot exist independently. This all we have seen many times. I'm just only saying the same thing for the sake of completion. Therefore, Anatma is Mithya, and these are the essential topics of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. These three topics we have just given in this mantra. And the sixth mantra, Shanti Mantra, that occurs in Keno Upanishad and also Chandogya Upanishad of Samaveda, Apyayantu Mamangani, that mantra. We saw the meaning of all these mantras during those discussions. So first the student asks for Sharira Yogyata, fitness, both Stula Shariram and Sukshma Shariram, fitness of the Shariram. The Sukshma Shariram, as we have said, it has got 17 parts. All these things, 5 Jnanendriyas, 5 Karmendriyas, Panja Pranadeha, Manas, Buddhi, all of them. They all should be healthy. Then secondly, he asks for Shraddha, faith in Brahman, until he completely understands that. So he has to have the faith in Brahman. Because we said, Brahman cannot be known through sense organs, mind, cannot be known through any pramanam, yato vacho nivartante aprahapya manasasaha. We studied him in Taittiriya also. It's not available for transactions, asparsha magandham, all that thing we have seen. And therefore, initially one may think Brahman is non-existent. The student must believe in Nirgunam Brahman even if he does not understand in the beginning. He should believe in it. Therefore, the student says, Maham Brahma Nirakuriyam. Even though I may not understand, I still accept Nirgunam Brahma so that I will understand that it is something I will experience, but it is myself. It is not something I should not be looking for. I should not be looking for any experience, but it is myself, the experiencer, the subject. That knowledge should be there. Till I understand it, let me have Shraddha. I should have faith in scriptures. And next he wants Ishwara Prasada. Let me not negate Ishwara. Let Ishwara not negate me also. Even though I am going to later conclude, I am Brahman itself, but let me not negate Ishwara till that time. And Ishwara also not negate me, because I need Ishwara's grace for me to go through this understanding. Finally, he asks for Daivi Sampath. All virtues, these terms should be familiar, Daivi Sampath and Asuri Sampath from Bhagavad Gita. All virtues required for the assimilation of Jnanam, Daivi Sampath. Tadatmani Upanishatsu Dharmaha, Te Mayi Santu. That's what the mantra says. Here, Dharma refers to Daivi Sampath. Amanitvam, Adambitvam, Ahimsa, Kshantihi, Arjavam, Acharyopasanam, Shauryam. So all those things are all virtues. We are all asked for sadhana chaturshtaya sampatti, vivekam, vairagyam, samadhi shatka sampatti, mumukshutvam. Let me have all of them. So through this sixth mantra, sharira yogyata is asked for, shraddha is asked for, anugraha is asked for, and devi sampat, they are all asked for, prayed for in this mantra. And the seventh shanti mantra, vang me manasi pratishtita, in that mantra, it belongs to Rigveda, occurring in the Aitareya Upanishad. Here we saw all these Upanishads also. And he asked for the following blessings in this mantra. Number one, he is asking for Arjavam. Arjavam means harmony of thought and word, vak and artha. And whatever a person, whatever he thinks, he should be able to speak. We used to always emphasize there should be absolute harmony in the thought, in the word, and in the deed. Then only that person is called an integrated person. Arjavam is important, harmony of thought and word. Let there not be a split between thought and words and deed, or concordance of kayikam, vachikam, and manasa personality. All three should be uniform, all three should be harmonious. And then next one he asked for is the grahanam, capacity to grasp the teaching. Very important, because unless a teaching is grasped properly, one cannot attempt to understand these concepts clearly and to retain them also later. He requests the Lord himself to bring Vedic knowledge into his ears. What a nice way of asking prayer. He asks the Lord himself to bring the knowledge to his ears. Even if I don't go towards Veda, let Veda come to me. Vedasya ma anistaha, anistaha. Vedasya ma anistaha. So anayana, anayana kartara. So ani means anayana. Let Vedas come to me. And then the student asks for dharanam, which means retention of whatever he has heard. It should not just evaporate. It should be, actually, they normally talk about three types of buddhi. One is called the camphor buddhi. You know, karpura buddhi means the person can immediately, he can catch anything. But camphor, what it does, it immediately burns off also. It won't retain. Then another is a charcoal. Charcoal may take some time to get the fire, but retains for a long time. So one should have a buddhi which is capable of absorbing also fairly easily, and also should be able to retain also fairly easily. So teaching. And third, next one is Guru Shishya Rakshanam. Let both the teacher and the student be protected so that this great yajna, this jnana yajna will continue. The entire study of Brahma Sutra will continue and be completed successfully. And then the eighth Shanti Mantra, that it says, is prayer to the Lord. It's a small mantra, again from Rigveda, Badram no apivataya manaha. This mantra we have not seen before. It has got actually two meanings. One meaning is vataya, apivataya. Vataya means, O Lord, please gently lead on. Please gently take me, naha manaha, our mind, to Badram. To Badram means auspiciousness. Please take us, take our minds towards auspiciousness, Brahman or Atman. Auspiciousness here means Brahman or Atman or truth. That is the first meaning. And the second meaning is, it is addressed to the mind itself. Hey manaha, hey my mind, apivataya naha. Please lead us to Brahman. Either way, mind also to lead to Brahman. So either way, the essence is what? Let us gain. Brahma Jnanam is the substance of this particular mantra. And the ninth mantra relates to Atharvana Veda. Mundaka Upanishad, Prashna Upanishad, Mandukya Upanishad. We saw all these Atharvana Upanishads. And Bhadrankaranebhi is a popular mantra also. And through this mantra, the student asks for two things. One is Mangalya Pratana, auspiciousness, Mangalyam. Badram. Badram means Mangalam. And at the end, Swasti. Swasti na Indraha. So again, Mangalam, Badram and Swasti. Let there be auspiciousness in our life. And second is again, Sharira Yogyata. Sharira Yogyata means again, part body should be fit, mind should be fit, and that kind of things. And so this is the ninth Shanti Pata. And the tenth Shanti Pata occurs in another Upanishad of Krishna Yajurveda called Swetasvatara Upanishad. Yo Brahmanam Vidadadi Purvam, Yo Vai Vedam Shaprahanoti Tasmaim, Tamhadevam, Atma Buddhi Prakasam, Mumukshurvai Sharanamaham Prapadye. Here the student says that he surrenders to the Lord. Sharanagati. It's a Sharanagati mantra. It is Lord's job to save me from samsara. Give me whatever qualifications I need, including a guru, and also give me a liberation. All responsibility is yours. People think that in Jnana Yoga, there is no bhakti. But Jnana Yoga is preceded by Sharanagati in the Upanishad and ends in Sharanagati only. Who is the Lord? The Lord is glorified. Yaham Brahmanam Purvam Vidadati. The Lord is the one who creates Brahmaji or Hiranyagarbha himself in the beginning of creation. We saw in Tattva Bodha, Ishvara is Samashti Karana Shariram and Hiranyagarbha is Samashti Sukshma Shariram. The Samashti Sukshma Shariram is created out of Samashti Karana Shariram. Therefore, Ishvara is Hiranyagarbha's father, as it were. Therefore, I surrender to that Ishvara who created Hiranyagarbha. Not only that, Yo Vai Vedamscha Prahinoti Tasmai, that Ishvara alone sends Veda to Hiranyagarbha. So Brahmaji is also a disciple of Ishvara only. Only difference is what? Brahmaji does not require systematic teaching. He grasps the whole thing through tapas or intuition, as it were. So Mauna Vyakhyana. Tagumha Devam, such a Lord, who is Guru of Hiranyagarbha and who gave Vedas to Hiranyagarbha, to such a Lord, such a Ishvara, Maya Sagitam Brahma, I surrender. And what is the Ishvara's name? A beautiful title is given here. Atma Buddhi Prakasham. Buddhihi means Jnanam here. Prakasham means the one who reveals. So he is the revealer of Atma Jnana. So I surrender to that Lord who is the revealer of self-knowledge. Actually, in the Gita, we saw Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenamam Upayantite. To those whose minds are always united with me in loving devotion, I give divine knowledge to them by which they can attain me only. So the same idea is conveyed here also. Therefore, the student says, O Lord, you have revealed this knowledge to Brahmaji. Please reveal that self-knowledge for my sake also. And why do I want self-knowledge? Because mumukshu, seeker of moksha. Therefore, sharanam prapadye, I surrender unto you. With this, all the 10 shantis are over. And the next prayer is another popular prayer where the entire guru parampara is worshipped, beginning from Hiranyagarbha, Narayanam. So Brahmadibhyaham, then Vamsha Rishibhyaham, all the Rishi Paramparam. Remember, Vamsha Brahmana mean Brihadaranyaka we saw in all the three khandas. And what are those Rishis? What those Rishis have done? Brahma Vidyam Sampradaya Kartribhyaha. Those who have taught us or perpetuated this teaching, like the torch bearers of Olympic Games, you know. Therefore, Mahadbhyaha, each one is great, cannot be compared with another person. And to all those gurus, namaha, I offer my prostration. And because of my association with them, either directly or indirectly through their works, I have discovered a great thing. And what is that? That is Brahmaivaham Asmi. I am that Brahman. And what type of I? Not Vachyartha I, the literal meaning of I. Sarva Upaplava Rahitaha. Sarva Dosha Rahitaha. Upaplava means dosham. So, nirdosham hi samam brahman, that is shuddham, prajnana ganaha, which is nothing but pure consciousness, swarupa jnanam, natum prithi jnanam, but swarupa jnanam. Prithi means thought. And which is pratyagartaha, the inner essence, the inner reality, antaratma. And such I am identical with Brahman, and this knowledge I remember because I got it with the blessings of all the rishis. That is why in Brihadaranyaka, I mentioned to you particularly that when we are going to read the names of all the Vamsha Brahmanam, when we want to read the names, I wanted you to listen also. Then prayers are offered to Dakshinamurti. We will not enter into the meaning of Dakshinamurti Stotram because we have done elaborate discussion on that. So the meaning is available in our website. You can see that. We have seen it before. So please refer to those lectures. And this Dakshinamurti Stotram contains the essence of all the Upanishads. We mentioned them. I will take a few more minutes for the first class. And remembering the essence of the Upanishads, the student offers prostrations to Lord Dakshinamurti. And some more Shanti Mantras are also there, which we will see in the next class. And we will conclude the first day's lecture today in the traditional way by reciting the five remaining Dakshinamurti Shlokas and then conclude. Rahu Grastha Divakarendu Sadrishaham Maya Samachadanatim Sanmatra Karanopasamharanataham Yobu Sushupta Pumanam Pragaswapsamiti Prabodha Samayem Yapratyabhijnayatehem Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namayidam Shri Dakshinamurtaye Balyadishvapi Jagradadishutatham Sarvaswavastaswapihim Vyavrittasvanuvartamanamahamityantaspurantam sadam Swatmanam Prakatikaroti Bhajatam Yomudraya Badrayam Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namayidam Shri Dakshina Murtaye Vishwam Pashyati Karya Karanatayam Swaswami Sambandataham Sishyacharya Tayatataiva Pitruputra Dhyatmana Vedataham Swapne Jagrati Vaya Yesha Purushaham Maya Paribhramitaham Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namayidam Shri Dakshina Murtaye Bhurambasyanaloni Lombaramaharnato Himam Shupuman Ityabhadi Characharatmakamidam Yasyaiva Mutyashtakam Nanyat Kinchana Vidyate Vimrshatam Yasmat Parasmat Viboho Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namayidam Shri Dakshina Murtaye Sarvatmapnamitisputi Krutamidam Yasmadamushminstavem Tenasya Shravanatadarthamananat Dhyanacha Sankirtanatam Sarvatmatva Mahavibhuti Sahitam Syadishwaratvam Swataham Siddhetat Punarashtada Parinatam Chaishwaryamavyahatam Om Purnamata Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.